get close, then your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, doggy dog, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down, yeah. And you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I tock. But I'm never off, always on, so the break of dawn. See you when BDO went in the city, they call Long Beach. Put the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better like this, that, and this, and it's like that, like this, and like that, and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill till the next episode. We'll be right back.
listening to ES Beats. We are coming at you from The Mission. A very wet day in San Francisco, but still a lovely one because we are in December and we are in holiday mode. And Leeds won today.
They beat Crystal Palace.
They destroyed them, really. It was a convincing match.
Yeah, Palace was seventh in the table at the beginning of the match. And they rested, I think they rested their entire starting 11 earlier in the week in a cup game, and in anticipation of this one coming to Leeds. And they still lost 4-1. It was amazing.
Yeah, well,
it's been fun. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get. It's funny. Everyone keeps questioning the manager, Farker. And then he'll come out and do something like this. And I'm like, nope, I like him a lot. There'll be another match in about a month. I'm like, what is he doing? But I thought it was great.
No.
And I just love ribbing. There's some people in the Leeds United fan club here in the Bay Area. And back home in England, my Auntie Jane in particular, they're just not big Brendan Aaronson fans. And I love the fact that they win when he passes the ball. I mean, I know that he's not great, but I actually really like it. And I love ribbing them. And so whenever he does something good, I make sure to let everyone know. And he set up that second goal. It was awesome. You listen to ES Beats, and we're playing all vinyl today again. Mm-hmm. All artists beginning with the letter D. It's like Sesame Street again. This show is brought to you by the letter D. We had it was a good block there. There was a lot in there. We had It's No Good by Depeche Mode from one of my favorite albums of theirs, Ultra.
Yeah.
After that, we had Nothing But a G-Thing by Dr. Dre from The Chronic, phenomenal album. Then we had, again, Depeche Mode with Black Celebration from 101 Live. If my recollection is correct, DJ Grandpa was at a record store in Southern California years ago. I was in college, and I think it was my freshman year. And he was in this record store looking at music, and they were playing this 101 album in the store.
Oh, in the store.
And he didn't really know who it was, but every song that came on, he really liked it. So he was, like, staying in the store. So he went and asked them who it was, and that's how he discovered Depeche Mode. And I hadn't really listened to them. I mean, I knew Everything Counts.
Oh.
But I hadn't really listened to them. And it was right when Violator was coming out. He introduced me to Depeche Mode, in a way. I mean, I'd listened to one song, and then we ended up getting a bunch of their stuff. And we've seen them together, you know. Me, you, and my parents, we've seen them together a couple times. And we've been together, just you and I, a few times, too. The last time we saw them was phenomenal. We were, like, right next to the stage. It was amazing.
I mean, I think it was probably 7th or 8th grade that I had the tape, yes, aging myself, the cassette tape of Construction Time Again. And I played so many times, back-to-back, repeatedly, that my mom, DJ Mimi, literally came into my bedroom and took it out of the player. She was so done hearing.
Well, she probably didn't like the beginning of the show then, because that's, you weren't here yet, but I played.
No, I heard it in the Uber.
Yeah.
But still, I think she was just like, okay, I can't hear this song or any of these songs again, because I played it literally on repeat.
That's awesome.
Front and back, over and over.
Yeah, they're great. And then we ended things there with two from Daft Punk's 2001 phenomenal album, Discovery. We did Aerodynamic, followed immediately by Digital Love. I could play that whole album and I'd be happy, but we played two there. All right, so let's go back to some music.
Sure.
We're going to play, it's not going to be dance now. So this is a band called Doors. I'm a big fan of theirs. I've got a few of their albums, but I made the mistake of leaving one of them back at the house, which is the one I was going to play, so I'm going to play this one instead. This song is called Less Than 5 Miles Away, and it's off their album, We're All Gonna Die. This is Doors.
Oh my. Toodles!
Between the cold drinks in the freezer and the latest tabloid rags, a voice screams over the music. Put the money in the bank.
Called Bitter as in Dunker and Bitter, Bitter Orca from 2009, and the song is called Stillness is the Move. It's a beautiful album. It's amazing, actually. There's a lot of strings and string quartet throughout, and phenomenal stuff. Before that, we had two off the same album. We had, it was Wages Day and Real Gone Kid, which reminds me of my childhood. It was Deacon Blue, When the World Knows Your Name, came out when I was living in a little village near Oxford called Southmore. And I'd been on the hunt for some old friends for a while now. There was three of us really, but Tom Weaving and I were really close for years, and then Ben also hang out with us, but Tom and I were the closer, and I can't find either of them, and I've just found it sounds kind of stalkerish. It is stalkerish. I found his wife on Instagram and sent her a message just out of the blue, and she replied, and she said, "Yes, I am indeed Tom's wife. He's going to reach out to you separately, so we are going to talk."
Oh, nice.
She sent me a message this morning. I'm really excited. We haven't talked. I think the last time I saw him was 2009. Oh, no, it wasn't even that. It was 1990. It would have been 95 or 96.
Wow.
Because I don't think you've met him.
No, I haven't.
So I think it was the last time I visited the village before you and I started dating. So it would have been 95. Yeah. Crazy. And then before that was Less Than 5 Miles Away by Doors off their album We're All Gonna Die. I didn't play that song because I thought it was
a bit much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to ES Beats today. We are here every Saturday from 2 till 4, except next Saturday we won't be in here.
No.
We will be somewhere else. But I think we'll be able to be back in time for the following week, which would be January 3rd.
Correct.
Yeah, so we're going to start the new year with the letter E.
Oh.
So get ready with your bingo cards. There's going to be a lot of elbow.
Oh, boy.
But there'll be a lot of other stuff, too. We might have to do two shows of E, to be honest.
Do we have a lot?
Yeah, there's a lot of D we didn't play, too. I didn't do any Miles Davis. Oh. There's so much Dylan that I didn't get to, although we are going to do two now.
Okay.
I'm going to do one of my favorite old Dylan songs and then a phenomenal new song. I played it on the show, I think, 2 years ago when it came out, but I own it on vinyl, so I'm really excited to get to play it on vinyl. It's a song called Murder Most Foul. It's unbelievable. It's all about Kennedy's assassination.
Oh.
But before that, we're going to play this one. Given the rain outside and everything that's going on with the weather, we're going to feel like 6 or 7 days.
Yep.
And also metaphorically, there's an analogy here too. So,
yeah.
Toodles, everyone. We are going to go a little long today because we've only got 17 minutes left, and one of the songs I'm playing is 17 minutes long.
Oh, geez. Toodles.
Was in another lifetime. One of toil and blood. When blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured. Shelter from the storm. shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm.
Phenomenal album. How you doing on the original?
I'm doing well.
We got time for one more song.
Uno Mas.
Which is pretty crazy because it's 3:48, but it's a long one, everyone. So I hope you strap in wherever you are. Just this is not a dance around song. This is an amazing. It's basically just free form poetry to music. I think it's really wonderfully done. It's the last album I bought by Bob Dylan. I don't know if he's released one since this album. The album is called Rough and Rowdy Ways. And it came out a couple of years ago. Came out, there's no date on here. Yeah, Rough and Rowdy Ways. And it's got a song on here called Murder Most Foul. And it's all about the Kennedy assassination and those turbulent times at the time. And I thought it would be appropriate to play this today. Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
And here's the Murder Most Foul by Bob Dylan for everyone out there. So if you're listening with headphones, I highly recommend it because it's just a wonderful lyricist's dream, to be honest.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Toodles.
through. There's three bums coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and over the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian Age. Then I'll go down to the mountain and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the triple underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'll be the red light district, like a cop on the beach. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Let's go for a drive. Someone said to me, sir,